Hey, hi there. Welcome back to the Virtues of Survivor podcast series. This is season 3, episode 1. My name is Bashirat Abdulwahab, as you already know. And today, I want to talk about happiness. Yes. What is happiness? Happiness is a state of being whereby you feel more positive emotions, more pleasantness than negative feelings and unpleasantness. And I really like the way that Sadhguru put it. You know, he said, when your mind becomes very pleasant, we call it joy. And so if you are able to experience pleasantness from within, whether it is from your mind or your emotions, we call it joy, we call it happiness, we call it peace, whatever that you choose to call it. Now, the question is, are you happy? So I get in conversation with people and they tell me how they really want to be happy. Oh, they say, Coach Bashirat, I want to be happy. I want this. I want to be happy that. I want this. And they be like, when I finally land my dream job, I'll be happy. When I finally get married to my Prince Charming, I'll be happy. When I own my dream car, I'll be happy. When I own my dream home, I'll be happy. When I have children of my own, I'll be happy. And in my mind, I am thinking, why can't you be happy now, right now, in this moment? Why is your happiness in the future? And honestly, if you have never thought about this, then I think that it would be good that you pause this recording right now and you think about it. I want you to ponder on this question, and I want you to reflect upon it, and I want you to leave me a message afterwards what comes up for you when you're done pondering on it. But yes, why can't you be happy right now? What is responsible for your happiness? So let's talk about one of the things that are responsible for our unhappiness. Number one, expectations. So we have these expectations about who the man should be, you know, what our life should look like, what people should do to us or for us, how people should treat us, what life should be like. And we have these expectations that are sometimes not realistic about people, about our environment, about friends, about our spouses, about our family members. And when these expectations are not met, we feel sad and we are in a state of unhappiness because we are expecting so much from them. Number two reason why you may be unhappy right now is because you place your happiness in things. Number one, you place your happiness in people, meaning you're expecting people to do things for you or be a certain way, and when they're not, you're unhappy. So number two, you place your happiness in things. So you want that dream car, and you want that dream house, and then you want this, and then you want that. And when finally you have it, you realize that the joy fades away almost as soon as you have it. And if you're able to keep being excited for, like, say, 1 week or a few weeks, then it's even nice that you're able, or that thing that you've just, you know, acquired is making you happy for that long. You know, I remember, you know, some time ago when, you know, I got the car that I'm just riding now, like, I was super excited about it. And seriously, a few weeks later, the excitement was gone, right? The excitement was gone. And here I am wishing for a better car, right? So if you place your happiness in things, your happiness will be temporary, right? Number three, people place their happiness in external things, right? So You want everything to be perfect. You want situations to be perfect. You want everything to be perfect. And when they are not, when your plans don't go as you plan them to be or as you wish them to be, you are unhappy. Now, I don't want to talk too much because I'm coming back to record a second episode and most likely a third episode on how you can begin to hack your happiness hacks so that you are happy. But one thing I need you to know is that both happiness and unhappiness are states of mind. And if they are states of mind, it means that the solution to your being joyful, peaceful, and happy cannot be found outside of your mind. And so if you don't take anything away at all today, I need you to take this away. That being happy starts with you. The inner you. The core of you. And you can choose to be happy and you can make a decision to be happy this moment, right now, regardless of what people are doing, what is happening around you, whether your expectations are turning out as you want them or not, whether the Prince Charming has come along or not, whether you've got kids right now or not, you can choose and decide that you will be happy while you're wishing, you're waiting, you're working, you're hoping, and you're praying for all the beautiful things that you want for yourself. And I pray that they come true soon, and that they manifest and that you are happy. But you must be happy on the journey. I hope this episode is impactful and that you find it beneficial. Please let me know what you think. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.
To the Virtues of a Survivor podcast series. My name is Bashirat Abdul Wahab, as you already know, and this is season 3, episode 2. So last week we had an amazing conversation about happiness, and I am excited because I got feedback from those who listened telling me how, you know, amazing it was and how practicable the tips are and how it's just something that they can easily implement in their lives. Today, I am glad to share 6 happiness hacks with you. Go nowhere. Okay. But before I go on to share these 6 happiness hacks with you, there is one thing I need you to know. And that is, being happy does not equate to having a perfect life. So it doesn't mean that you're a perfect man, or you're a perfect woman, you're a perfect boy, or you're a perfect girl. No, it doesn't mean that everything that you wish for is already in your life, or everything you had planned for, every goal that you've set. It really doesn't mean that everything is perfect for you right now. What it means is that you are choosing to be happy while you're working on your goals, while you're working on your dreams, while you're wishing for the good things, while you're waiting for the dream, you know, dream man, the dream car, the dream home, you know, the fantastic initiative, the book you want to write, the NGO you want to start. While you're waiting for everything, you are making, you know, a decision to be happy. So number one hack is this: if you must be happy, then you have to consciously make the decision to be happy. I share a story with you. So about 2 months ago, or a little above, you know, a little more than 2 months now, It was a Friday morning and I was driving to the office. Halfway through my journey, a motorist hit me badly from behind. They, you know, hit my car badly from behind, not me, my car. And, you know, I was in shock because I didn't see it coming. And then I, you know, came out of the car. And then there is this man who is remorseful, who is already pleading. And then I look at the back of my car and yeah, it doesn't look good. But yes, you know, I wasn't happy about it. But then that Friday, I had plans, right? Beautiful plans. I was supposed to go to the office. From there, I was supposed to go to the wedding of a friend's sister. It was supposed to be a fun day, a merry day, a jolly day. And this happened. And I had a choice, right? I had a choice to create a scene. Like, I could make up a scene there, you know, quarrel and shout about, you know, and yell at the other motorists. And, you know, so many other motorists would have gladly joined me, you know, on this fight, right? On this, you know, to create a scene. But I thought about it and I knew that if I had gone on to create a scene, I would most likely ruin my day. So what did I do? The motorist pleaded sorry and I said, it's okay. Even though I was still in shock, I managed to drive to the office and calm myself down. I did the work that I needed to do that day. And I went ahead to have an amazing day at my friend's sister's wedding. That was the power of choosing and deciding to be happy on that Friday, to be joyful, to be blissful, regardless of that situation. Now, how are you deciding to be happy? How are you choosing to be happy? What are the options? What do you choose when challenges pop up, when something comes and it wants to disrupt your plan? What do you do when these things come up? What options do you choose? Always ensure to choose empowering options. So that's number one. Number two, happiness hack. Watch what you consume. And when I say what you consume, I mean food, drink, media, what you expose yourself, you know, to. Watch everything that you consume. The food that you eat can contribute to whether you're going to be happy or not. The kind of news and movies that you watch or you expose yourself to can also contribute to you being happy or not. The type of drinks that you take can also contribute to you being happy or not. So what are you consuming? What are the things that you're taking in? I need you to do a reflection and share with me, you know, these things that come up for you. Number three, lower your expectations. If you remember in episode one of happiness, we talked about one of the major reasons why people are sad is because they place their happiness in people, meaning they have high expectations of people. And if people do not meet up to these expectations, they feel betrayed and they are sad. So lower your expectations. Do not expect too much from people, because when your expectations of them are low, when they don't meet up to certain things, you are not badly touched. You're not, you know, too sad about it. It doesn't shake you to the core, as against when you have very high expectations of them and then they mess up. Number four, rewire your thoughts and feelings. I mean, hack your thoughts and feelings, right? So again, I have a brief story to tell about this. And that is, you know, a few years ago when I was grieving, at some point, months later, I find myself being depressed and deeply traumatized. And I'm going to share more about this in subsequent episodes. And one of the reasons why I was in sorrow was because Every time I was thinking about my pain, I was thinking about my painful past. That was all I was doing. And each time I thought about it, it was like, it felt as if I was bringing upon myself the experience all over again. And there was this cycle of pain, of sorrow, you know, because there was a cycle of thoughts, of pain. So the feelings kept going on, and I kept sinking deeper into depression. When I realized that I was the major reason why I was being sad more, I began to rewire my thoughts. And when I began to rewire my thoughts by focusing on the good side of life, on everything that was working well in my life, on being optimistic about the exciting things that the future hold and being hopeful, a whole lot of things change. And that is why you have the Bashira that is always ever smiling that you have today. I was not always like this. I was not always joyful, happy, smiley, you know. I was not always bubbly. I was at some point depressed, in a complete mess, if you ask me. But today, I've done the deep level work on myself. And I'm really grateful for all the people who have supported me on this journey. Number 5, stop thinking about your life and start living it. And I think, you know, I've already kind of talked about that in this, the number 4 point. I think they're really intertwined. So yeah, hack your thoughts and hack your feelings. Stop thinking about your life and start living it. Because when I was thinking about my life, I was really hurt and pain. But when I started living my life, because basically nobody has died in this moment, so why should I be thinking about the deaths that happened 6 years ago, 5 years ago in this moment, and bringing upon myself a new pain? So I started to live my life. And number 6, stop postponing your happiness. You know why? Because happiness is not found in the past or in the future. It is only attained in the present. So start living your life right now. Start paying attention to all the wow, the wow things around you. And sometimes it could just be a little pretty bird. It could be, you know, a very clear sky. It could be sunset. Sometimes it's just the little things that can really change our mood and make us feel elated. Sometimes it is the feeling of being able to help someone. For me, there is this feeling of joy and peace and bliss that I feel because I'm able to touch people's lives by the work that I do, by the books that I write, by the contents that I put online, by this podcast, you know, by so many ways. It gives me some level of joy because it's not something you can quantify, right? So, and because it is something that I have control over, right? I am the one that I've chosen to do this work. I've chosen to live in service of other people. And that is the end of my 6 happiness hacks. I am coming back next weekend with something else. I'm not gonna tell you, but you need to come listen. In case you really want to learn more about how to be genuinely happy, I'd really recommend that you purchase the Art of Happiness webinar. The Art of Happiness webinar is available for you to purchase, you know, via my links, you know, and you can ask me for that. But if you go to link 3, you know, 4/ to Bashirat, you can purchase that. I'm also going to attach the link to this audio recording so that you can purchase the happiness webinar. And for, you know, you never can tell, but I guarantee that everyone that attended that webinar, everyone that has watched it, they loved it. On this note, I want to thank you for joining me on today's episode. I look forward to reading your feedback soon. Once again, my name is Bashirat Abdul Wahab, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now.